This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It has been hot this summer. Hot almost everywhere for people, of course, but also for the creatures that depend on people to survive. And when that is the case, taking downtime when it gets hot just isn't a choice because business heats up when the temperatures outside do. That is today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Laura Hackett. I am the wildlife biologist, the education coordinator, and then a catch-all of everything else for the nonprofit Liberty Wildlife, which is located in Phoenix, Arizona. In Arizona, we are used to the heat. The problem with this summer is that we've had record temperatures, including our nighttime lows not dropping down below 90, so we're really not getting any kind of break. Right now, we have a lot of baby birds that are in the nest with parents potentially sitting on them. So there's a lot of crowding. There's a lot of body heat between all of them. And when it gets really hot up there, sometimes they do what we call bail, and they fall to the ground to try and find cooler temperatures. In the month of July, we took in 1,649 animals, which is higher than previous Julys. We expect to take in at least 10,000, if not 11,000 animals by the end of the year. We always worry about tightening the belt. We always worry about that bottom line. Our number one expense is the hospital side. We're well over $300,000 a year that we spend. The second largest item is over $250,000, and that is our food budget. This summer, we're realizing that our electricity bill is going up, as well as our water bill, because we're having people come in and shower our birds down. And then again, our swamp coolers that we have to keep them cool are running nonstop. So we've had to have a lot of repairs this summer to try and just keep the cool coming. We've got to leave the nice, cool, clean side. We're going to go check things out. Who's the best bird? Is it you? Oh, you need a head scratch? You know, it's so funny because I've always wanted to work with animals, and I wanted to be a marine biologist, and I ended up in a landlocked state and working with birds that fly instead of swim. So it's definitely a different world than I expected, but when I walk around and I see the different patients, when I hear the baby birds especially, you just can't not help but smile. And really the ultimate reward is when they get released back out into the wild and your mission is done and you see them soaring away. There's just no way that you can't feel total joy in your heart when you see that animal going back to where it belongs.
Laura Hackett, out there with the birds at Liberty Wildlife in Phoenix, Arizona, where the high today is, I believe, set to be 109 degrees. Wherever you are, whatever the temperature is, we need to know what's going on in your economy so we can keep doing this series. You can tell us at marketplace.org/myeconomy.